something which happens apparently in Eretz Yisrael more than happens here. We have less authority here in our Batei Din. So there's a discussion of one of the very important Dayanim, Rabbi Scheinfeld, who was a Dayan in Tel Aviv. And discussions of individuals who are in divorce court. Most of the Bez and Rabbani, as we spoke about yesterday, their official mandate by the Israeli government is to deal with matters of personal status, marriage and divorce. And therefore, with an end of marriage situations, they end up in some messy situations. Okay? Apparently, there's an expression which it's a modern Hebrew expression which I don't know, but you'll have to tell me what it is. There were a lot of discussions in the Bezin, particularly the case of a Bezin in Tel Aviv some years ago. They had two kids, and the question is how to resolve the issues. The man accuses the woman of infidelity, and the man demands that she take a polygraph, a lie detector test, and her lawyer says she already took a lie detector test, and this is now beginning real life. This is real life. Sorry to say real life. Beis Nisan Tavshin Samach Dalit. Okay? These are witnesses who followed the woman. He put two witnesses on her. Follow her around. This is real life. So one day, ate his name Yosef. And he says, he followed her around. She meets another man. And she's driving with him somewhere to Ashdod. They went, they came into the pub hugging. They were there for an hour and a half. Then they went to a hotel, and they left after 2 o'clock in the morning. He accuses her of infidelity. The woman says, never happened, never happened, never happened. Could it be? He went into a with a man, the Rechev, catch us now, Arba al Arba. You know, that's a 4x4, like the four-wheel drive. Give me detail. I don't remember. He has a video. Comes with a video of this woman hugging this other guy. What's his name? She refuses to say. It's not me. It's not me in the video. It's gone. That's not me. Good. He says it's her. For sure, it's a video. Next babe, his name is Alex. Okay? And this time she met another man, and she went to the Rishon LeZion. They went to a super farm, and she went back to a certain place. They went to a certain place, and they rent out rooms, and they went in there, and came out 2 hours later. Never went in. She went there to look for work, or look for birds, I don't know. Then another witness comes in. This is a month and a half later with a video. It's her for sure. Who's the man? She won't answer. And again, she was in Ashdod with a man. They're hugging and they're kissing, and it was dark. And they went into the car, and they came after 2 o'clock in the morning. And with more pictures, more pictures, more pictures. Then another one a month later, and he says that he's friendly with the woman. And the woman said her husband suspects her. He denies it. No, pictures. Well, it's his brother. Looks just like him. It's not him. It's real life in Bezin and Tel Aviv. Okay. The kids are going and going, and this is going on and on, and this is going on for. This is big tzara. This is big tzara. And it goes on further. I can't go into every last detail about this. Oh, then he says as follows. All these discussions. Right? Sounds like she's a really bad lady. She's not unfaithful to her husband, and she's prohibited to live with her husband from now on because she's an Isha Sota. Isha Sota. Okay. This is all relevant until a few months ago. Now, it's more obvious. Why? Why? Because this man got divorced, and she went to live with the fellow that she was accused of from before. His expression, "B'chach yotzah ha-martzeah min ha-sak." I mean, I say we say it in English, the cat's out of the bag. I'm not sure what we might say, but it's a simple Hebrew expression, the cat's out of the bag. Hochiach sofam al tchilasam. Okay, all the hakashas of the woman and this guy A is all achiz and they're full of baloney. Chaval al tirchosa harbeishal, the woman's lawyer, to try to make the woman be an isha tahora and to make it just friends. Da 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 da. Look what he says now. This is very important. Now, no question, she has to get a divorce. She lost the ksuba. Okay, why is this irrelevant? Why is this writing so many pages? Herachnu, why? It's nafkamina hachiv shalom behotzos hamishpat. She has to pay for the feudal extension of the liberation of the Bezin. Because the Bezin warned her from the beginning that if she turned out to be a liar, she'd have to pay for the expenses of the Bezin. And she's not afraid to lie. B'metach nechusha. I'm saying? And there's apparently some Mishpat HaShalom says that this, it's not, she's not telling the truth. And she says, baloney. Therefore, we say like this, that this woman has to receive a get. Now, what happened? She never received a get. Aleph, the boyfriend, got divorced from his wife. Now, this woman went to live with the boyfriend publicly, never getting a get. She's in violation of a Saras and Dimrus on a regular basis. So now she has to receive a get, number one, immediately. Okay? She's not allowed to marry this Mr. A, because Asur Labal, Asur Laboa. Okay? If she won't show up, the Baal can be mashlish a get in Bezdin. This was called a get zikui. What does a get zikui mean? That is, we have a general rule that a woman, it's considered a chova for a woman to receive a get. Those learned get know a few times in the Gemara there. Because it's bad for a woman to get divorced. It's good for her to be married. But if she's violating Aseres of Dibris on a regular basis, lo sinof, it's good for her to receive a get. I don't take it. You give it to Bezdin. Someone accepts it on her behalf. It's called a schus gemura, and it's called zoch and ladav shlobafanav. That's called a get zikui. Okay? She loses all of her rights to mezonos. She loses her rights to hold the children. And because the husband had to pay so many dollars because she wouldn't tell the truth in the beginning, she's required to pay the husband 20,000 shkolin. How you like that? That's why I read you the whole story. In Israel, they don't play around. You drag the case out for no reason. You were lying through your teeth from the beginning. It's obvious. You pay a husband $20,000 that it cost him to get to the lawyers and other things, and that's a great shock. She was a then page rage sum above. You'd give him. Okay? Real life. This is not just a gefumfet. It's a real life case. That's why these, in Israel, they keep records of all these things. It's very helpful. In America, this may have happened, maybe. But I don't know if it ever happened, but we don't have any record of it. Right? We don't have a record of it. Oh. So, in this sefer again, Seder Hadin of Rav Shulchan Vani, he quotes that case as well. He quotes other cases. I'll give you a few things. You have a question? Yeah. You don't have to pay.
Yeah.
That's only in a situation in which the person is sincere. But the case over here where the person is insincere and is lying through her teeth and they wonder, then in fact you would have to pay. There's other cases like this. A few other little cases like this.
So it's really a form of knas?
No. No, it's not knas. It's garmi. Well, if garmi, yeah. If garmi is a form of knas. We saw it in the Shulchan Aruch in Tim Yudal. The Vilna Gaon says, Dina de garmi. And this is a case in point. And she did it on purpose. She knew what was going on over here. Okay, a man brought a case to Bezin. There was no yisod. There was no base of it whatsoever. Three gedolei hador asked him to remove it from court, from Bezdin. Nope. He kept going and he lost. But the Bezdin nonetheless said he need not pay expenses. Only the Tetzer de Shemayim. Why? He thought he was right. That three Gedolei Hadorah told him to get out of court, he still thinks he's right. So that's not an automatic, that you just charge expenses. That's not at all an automatic. And in this case. There was again a case. Two of the three judges thought that it's called a Tvias Rak. It's a joke. And therefore they decided that the plaintiff, happened to be yeshiva, should pay expenses. They complained to the Bez Nagodol, and you know what? The Bez Nagodol accepted the complaint and filed a minority in the lower court. Okay? However, it's not considered to be a Tvias Srak, but we have no choice in this particular case to follow what the lower court is saying. It's all every single situation. And he points out in the footnote, it's not a Tvias Rak because the judges realize it's nothing. No, we know the halacha. No, he doesn't know the halacha. So for him, it's not a Tvias Rak. It's not a... The case of the woman, the whole Shuvah Sadin, she was lying through her teeth and they warned her. Here's a case, a person brings a case to a Besdin. It really has no basis, but he doesn't know that. He's not a Talmud Chacham. So even though Gedolei Hadorah told him to back off, doesn't matter, you don't have to pay the Hotzos. These are real life cases which are found over here. Real life cases. Now what happens in the following situation? And this is again a real life case. A guy walks in and says that he has riots. He has proofs. Okay? What happens? He complains. This is now we're talking about. He goes to the Bezin of the Irurim. Till now we're discussing lowercase courts. Now a guy makes a frivolous appeal. Frivolous. You can charge him for the appeal. Follow what I'm saying? He's wasting the time of the appellate division. That's exactly what happened over here. He claims, he goes to Bezin Agadol, he has Tanos Shov, B'Lashon HaMateh, which he says, to say the least, right? His only purpose is what? To stall for time and to move the case from one level of justice to another. Maybe something else will happen. You know, he's using a cynical use of the official judgment rules. He knows in advance he's not going to lose. Maybe he'll gain something or other. He has to pay the bill. He has to pay the bill, presumably to the other party, and perhaps to the Kupata Medina as well. This is a psak from a great grand, Rabbi Tzvi Ben Yaakov, who was from the Bezin in Tel Aviv. It's also found in the Sefer Divrei Mishpat, which we quote a few times in Volume Zion. Quote over here on page 1225. These are all important psakim. All important psakim. And Rav Sherman and then Rav Israel, we mentioned before once, and Rav Amar say exactly the same thing. Quote them in footnote 138. Same exact thing. You have to pay the appeals division. Otherwise, people just can't appeal every single case for nothing. Of course, in our bet, you can appeal for nothing. We never charge anybody for a frivolous appeal. Not a penny. So that's why our bet isn't gahak to tzaras financially. Because we don't... Yeah, the government of Israel, they could go do them something. Yeah, we have don't have the same leeway. Then he has something even further than that. From Avraham Shapiro, the chief rabbi, it's followed like this: a woman is entitled to get a certain amount of mizonos, right? A certain amount of mizonos. She has to support her, and he is stalling and making her pay more money just to get what she's entitled to. Rabbi Shapiro had an interesting phraseology. Not just that he has to pay the extra money as a fine, that's also part of mizonos. What is mizonos? Mizonos means he has to see to it that she has enough food. If he increased the food bill by causing extra lawyer's fees just to get the money from him, that's also part of mizonos. It's a fascinating twist. It's part of mizonos. He says like this: call out souls to Kabbalah Samazonos. Hein Atzman Chelek Shemazonos Isha. What are you going to do? Let's say this. I'll give you an example. She has to go to this grocery store to buy all these big mazonos for her. But she here. She has no car. She has to text for 10 shekel. They should deliver it. The 10 shekel delivery fee is also part of the mazonos. Here it's costing her 1,000 shekel just to get through the lawyer to overcome the man's intransigence. Also called mazonos. Interesting phraseology by Chief Rabbi Shapiro. Then there's another psak. A very, very important psak. Rabbi said, we're not learning Hilchos Gerushin this year, but it comes up, you know, all the time. When it comes to Gerushin, there can be four different levels of the Bezin's comments to the man about Gerushin. The lowest level is called Mumlatz Lagarish. It's a recommendation to divorce. The next one is Mitzvah Lagarish. The word Mitzvah is used in the context that you have a Mitzvah to put on tefillin between you and Hashem. So there's a Mitzvah to divorce the woman between you and Hashem. Next one is called Chova Lagarish. Chova Lagarish means it's a Chiyuv interpersonally between you and the woman. The highest level is Kofin Lagarish. They can force someone, and again, not in America, it's illegal, but in other places you can force them, you know, even with using physical force. Maybe here you can use financial force, and there it's sort of put the person in jail. These are the rare, rare, rare cases of Kofin Lagarish. Very, very rare. What happens in a situation of Chova Lagarish? He's obligated to divorce his wife, but we can't force him. And it drays, and it drays, and it drays, and it drays, and it drays. And his only purpose of this man, not because he loves his wife, he either wants revenge, which also often happens, or he wants money. He's going to squeeze money from her. In either of these two cases, the peasant is Yisrael Paskin, he has to pay for all of her legal expenses. He's drank a cup. He is chayav legarish. We can't force him with a whip, but every time they go to court and the court's through a lawyer's fee, he has to pay for it. If we had that ability in this country, I think that would solve a lot of the Aguda problems. You know, guys draying and draying and draying, they all have to pay for it all at the end of the day. But we don't have that. I don't think we can do that in our situation. It's in a star beruim. But palace in Israel, no need a star beruim. The Israeli government, as we mentioned yesterday, gave this authority to the Batei Din Rabbanim. The Batei Din Rabbanim. Yes, sir.
Last week we took it up in part of the service, but why doesn't the prenup, the halachic prenup, provide for such a remedy?
Maybe we should insert another line in halachic prenup, saying that aside from there's a certain obligation of support, but we should also say that if the woman incurs legal expenses, or either party, if either party inflicts pointless legal expenses on the other side, the Bezin is empowered to obligate that party to pay the money. Now, in theory, that already exists. In theory, because it does say that the Bezin has jurisdiction over this issue. But maybe we should make it explicit. That would be interesting. You know,
it goes so far as to say financially
cut the law. Yeah, that's an interesting question. I thank you for the suggestion. We'll bring it up. Maybe we'll add a line. This prenup is not a Saras Adibris. You've changed it many times over the 20 years. This will be an interesting possibility. Okay, remind me, I shouldn't forget. Okay. Thank you very much. A good suggestion. What happens in the following situation? Again, this is very, very important. Listen very carefully, I'm reading to you. Listen carefully, please. There was a divorce case. The woman says, the man is unfaithful. The man says, listen, I started up with this woman after I left you. Now, left. I don't think I divorced yet, but at least I left him. So in the eyes of the world, it's not so immoral. You know, they all these politicians, I didn't start until I left her. You know, whatever that means. Okay? The Bezin warns him that there'll be proof against you. You're going to have to pay for the expenses. Two witnesses testified against him. And there was a psak that the man is obligated to pay. Why? Quote, Kevan Shamischayev Yoda Asa Emes, Sha'edim Yoedu Negdo. He knew the truth. He knew he was guilty. Ein chisaron asmachta. This is a very important point I want to talk about. What does asmachta mean? This is very important. Asmachta is a Gemara in Mesechta Sanhedrin. Rebbe says, open up Sanhedrin right now. Even if we're not learning the full asmachta, we'll have to get it later. Let's just take a little bit in the Gemara and see what asmachta is. The third parak of Mesechta Sanhedrin is the sugya of asmachta. Can't. Daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis. There's a question about Mesachek Bekuvia. Everyone knows what I mean, Mesachek Bekuvia? It's someone who's a gambler. Right? A gambler. Question is he kosher liedus? Is he posel liedus? That's where the issue comes up in our sugya. It comes up in the context of who is kosher liedus and who is posel liedus. That's the context over here. Of course, the question becomes, what is the issue? What is the issue? A deal is a deal. Well, there may be a situation which is known as asmachta. Asmachta means a person accepts an obligation, but he doesn't really mean it. If he doesn't really mean it, perhaps it's not binding. Go back to the Gemara at the beginning, Chav Dalet Amud Beis, where the sugya begins. Masacha Bekuvya, what's the problem? What do you do? It's all legal gambling. Asmachta v'asmachta lo kanya. What does asmachta mean? It's an interesting expression. Rashi. The first Rashi, it says Gemara on the Chavdal and Beda Asmachta. Hanadova she'eno nosen lo bidato, elasomech al dover she'eno, to sabur shu yachol en atzeach, upamam she'venatzchen also, lo kanya, v'havale ken gzele biyodo, it's like gzele, let's say it's actual gzele, it's like gzele. Moses is not asmachta. Says Rashi, this is the last Rashi on Chavdal and Beis. V'heichi dami asmachta, k'gonim over lo aved ashalim b'meitva. That's not true, really. That's not true. Because the b'shalim b'meitva, the Gemara says, it's not really an asmachta. But what it really should say is over lo aved ashalim al-fazuza. That's exactly the contrast of in the Gemara. Where a person says, I'll do this, I'll do that, I'll do the other thing. There's a long tosis about it. It's a mistake, he says. If you look carefully, the wide lines of tosis, the bottom tosis. Hodim over l'shalim, be made for labas machta, baba mitziyah and gimel. Hanim over labas l'shalim alfa zuzi. That's asmachta. And Rashi wrote him over v'chule, and the sofer made a mistake, and they put in the wrong end. The bottom tosis. So asmachta here is a contingency obligation, which you presumably never expected to have to pay. If I will be lazy and not till the soil, I'll pay an inordinate sum of money. Not, but if I'll pay you meitav, what I cost you, that's not called asmachta. That's what the Rashi says, that's how Tosus explains. So over here, they say, it's not called asmachta. Why? Didn't he say, if they warned him, you'll have to pay if the witness is against you. He says, he knows the witness is against him. So it's not as if he thought he'd never have to pay. He just stopped me. He was a wise guy. Maybe, what was he thinking? He's a nut. Procrastinator. And he makes reference to an amazing article I wanted to share with you in Tchumen. Tchumen Yud Beis. Tchumen comes out every year, and they have very nice Dvar Torahs. And this Dvar Torah, again, I'm not sure who the author is. It's Tchumen Yud Beis. Was Tavshin Nun Aleph. We're talking now about 1991, a long time ago. And the author of this article is someone named Harav Eliezer Shenkolevsky. Who was he? Kol Yeshiva Sehezder Shalavim. Anybody know who that is? I'm asking for a reason. It was Harav Shenkolevsky. It was later in Bet Shemesh. I'm not sure if it's the same one. No one knows this. I don't know, but I think it may be the same person. That's why I specifically want to quote his article, which he writes about this. We'll see in a minute what I want to quote. He discusses a similar situation. Let's see if we find it. Here we go. What's it called? Hotza'ot Mishpat. Our topic. starts, quotes the Rosh, quotes the Rivash, quotes the Rashba, things that we've seen already, Garama and Garmi, all this stuff is quoted. I can't read the whole thing, but I want to tell you two important points. The first is that he, obviously a man sitting in the Kollel in Shalavim, wasn't at that time, and it wasn't didn't have the Rabbonus, discusses Asmachta. Okay, this is found the last few pages of this Torah, page 341 to 5, last few pages. He writes as follows. Quotes the Shulchan Aruch. Let's take a look at Shulchan Aruch. So we have the screen open. This I can show you. What's called Asmachta and what is that? It's very, very important for reasons which we will see as we go through the year. Very, very important. Let's first take a look in simple Shulchan Aruch. Simon Samach Aleph. Mechaber writes in Simon Samach Aleph Sif Hey. Watch this. Shtar shekosu bo shiyifra otzos al hakefel. I'll pay you double the expenses. Asmachtahu v'ena gove. I forgot the custom made the lokas machta. It's like Nishkan Shabbos correct, you know. The lokas machta doesn't work in this case. It works in some cases, but not every service is lokas machta. So we're with Nishkan Shabbos, yeah. Some cases it works. But in this case, it wouldn't work. As you have to look at Simon Reish Zion, Bidine Asmachta, because we haven't learned Dine Asmachta yet. This is what it says. So it's an Asmachta. It's a guzma. It's paid twice? Oh, I'm sorry.
My bad.
Oh, have we able to see before? Not at all.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. Start again. Shtar shekosu bo shiyifra hotzos ala kefal asmachtu v'ena govin. Even though you wrote lo asmachta. And look at Reish Zion, didn't he asmachta, which we went up to yet. Is it on now? Is it?
Almost.
Oh, I haven't. Still can't see it.
I'm sorry.
Okay, now you see it? One more time? That line, I read it twice already. Third time? Okay, that's where it is. Fine? Fine. Now, there are those who say, what if you don't say you're going to pay double? Just going to pay for the expenses. No doubles. Pashas, it means it's not asmachta. That's pashup shat. Right? If you're not, it sounds like it would not be an asmachta. He quotes the Shach. Let's see if we can find the Shach here. Ala kefel. Kibbutz v'shalom kula hai asmachta. Abel kibbutz v'shalom otzos lo avi asmachta. Kemish in his chayv l'shalom avshiv sido. I cost you money. Im over below Avid, Reish Zayin. Right? That's what it says. If I cost you money, so I have to pay. Now, Minias HaRevach is not called Hefseh. That's true. About Kisus Chavero. It's less than Grama. Okay. But, if you obligate to pay that amount, presumably, you would have to, perhaps you would have to pay it. That's a question. He says you don't, only if you cost you money you have to pay. But he says, but if you could have made a profit, no. Who said to me, let's say for example, here's a case. I cost you money by coming to Bezin. It takes up, you have to take tough time. What could you have done at that time? You would have invested in the stock market. Oh, I would have made money. Who said you would have lost money? So I asked Shiloh, what will happen if the guy has a fixed job and I schlep him into court unnecessarily and he loses his salary? what would be in that kind of case? According to the logic of the shach, you have to pay. Let's see what it says. Let's see what it says in the Mefarshim. I'm not sure if the Mefarshim are. Oh, he's wasted a snot, okay. Let's see. Aruch HaShulchan. What did Aruch HaShulchan say about this? Need you to help me find the right sif? Here we go, Asmachta. Right? Knas. Doesn't help to say love asmacha. Fine. Oh, watch this. Elam Kain is very important. Also be open shahir baz asmachta kwa bikinyin uba bezn chashav over meyachshav. Look at Rage Zion in the asmachta. Those kind of extra clauses will help. Afa pisha kevelena mishalim. Aba kfimasha hotzi mishalim. You have to pay the double, but you have to pay the single. Vim kosovo shishalim ashiyelo menias harevach. It's asmachta. Why? The menias harevach will have a hezek. Shach. Venerally, Dafka Minyas Rebach may Asek Shaina Kavuat Slow the Michyoso. Let me create Hezek, because maybe you'll lose. Ava me Asek Kavuat Slow the Michyoso, Shapi Mikri Hezek Lahabi Asmachta. That's what he says. And if you every year you go to the Arid, and you make a certain profit every single year, it's called a Hezek. Look in Orach Chaim, where it's considered to be like a Dover Ovid. Because even though you haven't done the money in your pocket yet, it's sort of guaranteed. Every year you make that amount of money that you're in. Every day you get paid that much money by your boss. That's considered to be a hefty you would have to pay. Yeah?
So it's only by a salary. So someone gives a commission.
Commission, maybe not, because you know, maybe you wouldn't have made any money that day. Right? That's right. Maybe you wouldn't have made any money.
This is only on the person himself. If it was his money that said if you were making money on money, it would be different if you
were, right? If you took away his money, that's called Menias HaRevach, because he may not have made money on it. You want to know if there's a guaranteed certificate of deposit that pays him 10% or something like that. That may be called the Aruch HaShulchan, might be different. But here at Bosai, I want to show you something which is in Rav Moshe's Shuvos. That's what I want to come. He, this man, quotes Rav Moshe at length, and he has issues. And I thought that, you know, even though Rav Moshe was the God of Lador, and this man is sitting in a curl in Shalavim, Kabela is the MSV Shamara. It looks like that, maybe the majority opinion is on his side. Let's see what Rav Moshe said. Rav Moshe, of course, is the God of Lador, Kayodua. Everyone knows that. Everyone agrees. Igris Moshe has a tshuva in Choshen Mishpat Chelek Beis. Simen Chavov. He's writing to his Rav Grosnas, who was a dayan of London, who was a shtar biruin, and they accepted to pay whatever the business says. Indeed, the Malchusa could enforce it. And it says there, whoever loses pays all the expenses. England. In England, it's always that way. I said the English courts work that way. It saves a lot of time, because who's going to want to go into a court case if you're going to have to pay the expense if you lose? If you think you're going to lose, in America, you have nothing to lose by losing. They have to. You lose by losing. You have to pay all the expenses. Is this a schaivus work? That's a question. He quotes you, Dalit Sefei, the Sarev, the things we've seen about in the past. Okay? Good? So at first glance, you shouldn't have to pay. Quotes the Tshuva Sirashba. So what does he say over there? Otsaz b'shul siruv l'dayana Yisrael, you have to pay. Like the Mei Psicha, we discussed this yesterday and the day before. If you have to go to secular court, even if it tiru lo lelech barkos, you don't have to pay. Why? It's only Grama ben Izakin. Lo dama the Psicha, which we spoke about yesterday and Wednesday and Tuesday. Should the bez and mechayv and also should sir of level of nefneim. What does he mean? We don't know. We weren't sure what those words meant. Ein kavanos with the Psicha shani misharot souls. The lekab is eshu mechiluk. What's the difference? To pay for the document of Cheren. Uvereish or Rashba Beatzim Vachayv Gamba Kolo Sos Shoy Sashayla Alayu Ava Kavanosa. The cave under Bezdin Vachayv and also Asha Seal Lava Lefneim Hainu She Ein Zeh Min Adin Ela Miknosa Ein Zeh El Al Asiru of the Bezdin Yisroel Ad Shehut Shach Lotzi Otzos Lekfi Lava Lefneim Abel Yarkos, Av Shenos Nulo Rishus, the Bezdin gave him permission. Below also Yisra B'Masha Tava B'Yarkos, Mikom Akam Lo Kinsu, Shemdelek Akalpona Din Shi Yemechuy Ava Nitva Lelech Yarkos, Va Bezdin Lo Yisayu Lo Avil Yarkos, Lo Shach Li Shi Kinsu, is against what we saw yesterday. Yesterday we saw the Mepharshim said that there's no machlok between the Mechava and the Ramah, because the Rashba would agree in a case where the Bezin authorized him to go to second the court, he'd have to pay those also. Moshe says, no. There is a machlokus to Mechava and the Ramah. The Ramah is right, based on the Mechava Ramah, that seems a machlokus, because the Rashba would pat to you in that case. The Rashba disagrees, as we just saw before. It goes to various sources. Can't read the whole thing now. Yam Shel Shlomo we saw yesterday on the screen, right? Tshuva Sa Rashba. And he says that that's only true in the case where he didn't get Rishus from Bezdin. But if you got Rishus from Bezdin, then obviously you have to pay like a psicha. He says, no. Misvaras Atzvot Polak Al Rashba. We think the Rashba held that the we think the Yam Shel Shlomo thought that the Rashba agreed with him. He says, no. Then the Groh holds, it's in the Degarmi. We saw this yesterday, the day before. 2 days in Tosfos Baba Basra, Chav Beis, and Midbeis. Okay, fine. Since Yam Shel Shlomo says, you don't have to pay without Rishus Bezdin, Kiveka quotes it. Ramah only says Rishus Bezdin. And the Shach says that way as well. You go back across by yourself, even though it's mutter. Apparently, it's not considered to be garmi. And the Shach holds like the Ritzvah, who also is a question of Knas and garmi. But this is considered to be only a case of groma, maybe it's not so shriach. So the groz of that's yochit. The groz one says you have to pay. No, it's a das yochit, and we don't follow the groz. That's a pretty strong statement. We don't follow the groz. Okay, Ramosh. That's independently. But the guy admitted, the guy made it an independent obligation to pay the expenses. Until I was discussing what the halach is, without any self-obligation. The guy obligated himself. What about asmachta? Oh. That's a discussion. He says, in Choshen Mishra Tzamach Av, which we just saw, it's a shtar shenichtav mishpishor shenasa adover. This document was signed not when they got into a fight, when they first went into their original understanding. In other words, two people want to make a partnership. They put everything on the table. Put all your cards on the table. They say, you know, if we ever get into a fight, we're going to go to this and this place, and whoever loses will pay otzos. There's no fight yet. It's an initial agreement before they even got into business with each other. That's how Moshe understands the situation. Otherwise, I don't want to get involved. That's okay.
Why should that make a difference?
Oh, we'll see soon. That's what we'll see soon. Oh. Quote tomorrow, Baba Metzia Kubdalid, Asmachta. The smart distinction between Gozim and Low Gozim. To pay an outrageous amount is Asmachta. Hotzos is not called Asmachta. The regular expenses. That's called Al-Fizuzi versus the Meitva. At least it's as follows. He says like this. Kevin lo also died lo shiotzi kol kach lo gomer omakta. It's like Al-Fizuzi. Kevin's like Al-Fizuzi. When the Sma said, Ava b'chiv stam otso ain't asmachta, doesn't mean exactly. Even a little bit amount, a little bit more. It's not double. A little more, it's still not considered to be asmachta, like meitva. Meitva is also more than you have to. Pesach Tshuva writes that in Ebenezer. Oh, that's what you ordered from the very beginning. Avak shakos v'shtar birurin achrei sheyesh b'neim kvar dinu dvarim leilach adina. They're already fighting. In that kind of a case. Ei lahan nitba shehifsid v'shtin l'shama l'tovei hazocha b'dinu sotso oso. Nonetheless, histu b'nayu shemishim hem sheyafsid b'bezim. Yishalim la zoche es yitzi yosov nimsa shekol atnai hoyozeh schaivas pri alma shol shayach shiye bidecha lizchus shlo disratzos lelich l'din machmas otzos ak me eze tam es schaivat harvayu That, he says for sure, is a smachta, even on the Yehutzos, without an exaggeration. Chiddush Niflin Rav Moshe. Niflin Vanayra, Rav Moshe says. That if you agree to pay even the Yehutzos, but if the agreement is made after the fight begins, it's called Asmachta. That's an unbelievable Chiddush Rav Moshe. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Incredible.
It makes sense in terms of the halachic understanding of what is a contract, and there is no such thing. You either have a completed transaction and it's part of the sale price, you have a tort where you actually commit a wrong and therefore the guy's entitled to damages, but a mere agreement that I'll pay you this without
consideration.
Is not an agreement.
But there is a consideration.
There is no such thing.
There is a consideration here because they're both agreeing to go to the court.
That's an obligation you have anyway.
Maybe.
You can't have prior.
Maybe. Says this Rav Shekalevsky, the smart doesn't sound that way, and we can make a distinction between svara too. Why? I'm reading what he says. Even in Simon Samach Aleph, the lover doesn't think when he borrows the money he's going to have extra expenses. The malveh hasn't decided. So it's an asmachta. Oh. Again, Rav Moshe says, I'm repeating what Rav Moshe says. Let me read you his summary of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe is like this. The agreement to pay the expenses in asmachta. Adi Shulchan Aruch says no. That's only if they did it before they entered into the contract. Then the whole thing is a davar shebamamon. Then only if it's an exaggeration, he never meant it. But if he just meant it, it's all part of the package deal. Part of the package deal to go into business with you is, if we have a fight and you cost me expenses, you're going to pay it. It's all part of the package deal. But if we don't make these understand until after we come into a fight, that's called asmacht. That's a chiddush nifla v'norah. Chiddush nifla v'norah. That's how he understands the smach. I don't understand what Moshe says. Where did Rav Moshe get it from? Because the sma in Simon Samach Aleph referred you back to Simon Yudalit. No, he says. All he means, like, is as follows. This is the lashon of the sma. Lo kosva tur v'machaber ein tzorach l'sham lahotzo im lo mishasiru v'elech elek shlokibel olav b'feirish. But a tenai b'feirish will work to pay the hotzos, even if it's done at the time when they start their fight. Don't say this at the beginning of the iskut. He thinks that Rav Moshe Pshat Nisma is not correct. I thought he was right. I thought he was right. That's the question what the sma meant. In any event, so what does a smachta? Take care of it. We saw before. We saw it in the Aruch HaShulchan, in the Shach. Just say it, Me'achshav, Be'kinyan, Me'achshav, Be'bezen Choshuv. This eliminates the problem of Asmachta, Mefurash Gemara, in the Durham, on the Avchav Zayin. Look where Moshe writes. Oh, Kinyan, Me'achshav, Be'bezen Choshuv. So, you, quote to Rosas, Rav Grossas from London. It works. It says in Ramah, Choshuv Mishpat Simon Rej Zayin, Siv Tetzvav. As long as, what's that mean? What's a bezel chashuv? Shlosha shebeki b'dini asmachta is a bezel chashuv for this purpose. That's the Rama. Says Rav Moshe further than that. B'zman hazesh nismatu b'avonosein Rama tamid hachamim. Vale yesh lahachshuv shlosha tamid hachamim b'ki b'dini asmachta the bezel chashuv. Even if they're not, they're not called a Torah kula. Yom ha-shlosha bezel kavua b'hir. O'af echad mem kavua b'tzir vod shnayim b'stabat b'shidah shemahani. Afla yesham, it works. Good.
What is the
Bezalel Choshev? It's a Sugya Sagamar in the Dharma. We're going to get to it when we learn the third parrot.
Okay.
Fine. Good. Fine. Avol. So far, Moshe is good. Right? Great. Avol. There's an Avol over here. What's the Avol? Listen carefully. Nir Bepshitus. Sha'af Elo Abikim B'dini Asmachta Hu Dafka K'shebe'ez Shenasa Ashtar B'chiyu v'ashayach l'asmachta donu b'ze v'skimu shemikom akom tzorach l'asas eschai v'zu av shi v'asmachta dim lo donu klal b'ze mitzad eze esach adas ma'amol b'kiyusam Ubatla kimidin asmach with Alkanya. How do you like that? Tara Yidias Adinim Af Yidias Kola Torah. Kshlodon Kshosa Maisa Badinim. Shaloma Lo Shayachan La Maisa Vimasim. Kmo Masa Ish Poshit. Af Shugor Lador. Vlachain. Rak Achwesha Bekin Bedini Asmach the Yodunu Bashos Mishtar. Vyosu Asmach the Yidia Vakavana Shiol Achinya Mahani. And what's Bezal Khoshav do? Nafkiya Mamona, Tvichon Nafkiya. Lo Kavon is just a toast. And then he says, Efka Bezin, etc. He even quoted the Ran. Zanan Sadi, Lo Machach Bebedino. The guy's not kibitzing when the Bezin Choshev is in front of them. No. Kevin Lo Hiskir, Sheikah, Chiluk Zeb, and Tamal, the Tam Shevi, who should be Shemafku Mamona, Shatam Shevi, Torah, Sheedu, Abiskavnu, Shafshu Asmach, Yikne. Duran didn't say that. Mash mash after tamo and a kona b'loyedir b'kavona. Why? There's no anansari of the Ran lo mechayech odom when the gedolei Torah elad lo yishane midas habezdin. That only applies to bezdin knows it's asmachta. They tell him to be gomer dat lahaklus b'tzanai zeh. Then we say it works. The bezdin didn't know about it, so that's a very big. Restriction on the effectiveness of the expression of kinyan bebezdim choshuv. He says, does the author over here? He says he thinks that's not necessarily the case. He thinks that other poskim disagree with Ramash. Bezdin is a right to nafkiya moment, he says. Even though I didn't go into the specific svaras at that moment in time. And they said they know the Lord of Asmachta. It doesn't say that they actually invoked them at that particular time. And the Ran, he's not joking around. Why did we get nafkiya between the two reasons? Because even according to the first reason, you don't have to discuss Asmachta at that particular time. And the Ramos says, done. Ramos writes like this, it's such an important thing. Hodos Baldin Kamei Eidim Dami. Rabbi said there never was a Bezal Choshev. He never said in front of Bezal Choshev. Rabbi writes, it doesn't make a difference. It works anyway. I'll just show it to you for a minute because you think it's crazy, but I'll show it to you. It's very, very important. This is the key proof. And this is a very important proof. We'll see you in a minute. Halacha Lamaisa. You'll see you soon. Right. Let's first read the Shulchan Aruch. Asmach the Shekona will have a bezel choshev or raise a kona. Sure. Say Gemara. Choshlosha b'ki b'dini asmach to make a bezel choshev in zeh. Okay. Watch this. V'im tziva lichtov b'shtar shekona b'men a bezel choshev. Afal gav the lo kona mahani. Todos bal v'kim eidim doni. So he says of Shekolevsky, wait a minute. If Rav Moshe is right, how does Baldin work? There was no din about Asmachta. You can answer that there was Hodor, that there was a din about Asmachta. Doesn't sound that way, but that's what he gets. That's a possible answer called Rav Moshe. He quotes the Piskei Rabbanim, tells you you don't have to deal with it. Why is it so relevant to me? In our prenup, we have. Some will raise the question of Asmachta. I will get to it. I don't think it's an Asmachta. I don't think it's an exaggeration, etc. But we threw in a clause that he accepts upon himself that this is obligation in the Bezin Choshev, with the Kinyan, Me'achshev, the whole 9 yards. So one could argue that according to Rav Moshe, but there really wasn't a Din. Unless you'll say like this, when our Bezin helped draft the language of the prenup, which is a standard agreement, we sat and figured out that it's not an asmachta, which is actually the truth. We spent a lot of time and defending ourselves against critics who said it is an asmachta. So there was a din. You need a din every single case. It's the same shtar, the same document. I'm not sure what Moshe would say exactly in our case, but in any event, I just wanted to mention it because I think that this would in fact be a valid undertaking. Fine. Rabbi Osai, this concludes this part of the shiur.
If you put it in the ksuba, you wouldn't even have an issue.
We're not going to play with Ksubas. You're saying it's important. I mentioned last year that Rav Yashiv was bothered by every Tosefus Ksuba. Why isn't that Smachta? And Rav Yashiv quotes the Gemara in Kedushin and Ksubas, Omdu V'kitshu, Hein Nedrom Dikne Bamirim. So I suggested at the time that all prenups, according to Rav Yashiv, are not Smachta, because they're prenups. They're marrying based on that document. Mm-hmm. That's what I mentioned to you last time. That's why perhaps Rav Yashiv never really came out against a prenup based on Asmachta, even though he's very machmir Asmachta, which we'll discuss in B'Neshem when we get to the third parak. But in this particular case, he might be agreeable. We'll also have a few more minutes before we talk about the parsha. Let's open to the Mordechai and Simon, end of Simon, Tov Shin Zayin. End of Simon, Tov Shin Zayin. It's page Vav in our print, the last few lines. V'chein adin b'shnei chachomim b'ir echad v'ha echad godol mechavero yochol echad nibaledin l'ake v'lomar lo odin kan b'fnei gzeh ha-godol ala b'fnei zeh ha-shen. I insist on hearing my case in front of the lesser light. Af al pi she'en ha-godol k'moso. Who said so? Where does this come from? K'de'isa b'reish perek zebore k'gon b'edina d'rav chist d'rav huna u'pirish rashi sh'gishneem b'irachas d'motzi amalei maika matrachnalach. The lover can tell the malva, I'm not making you schlep. Af al pi sh'rav chist lohoya godol k'rav huna motzal neymar lo'odna l'b'fnei rav chista. How do you like that? Amazing. Amazing. So that's the Mordechai. That's the Pashup Shah. Now Rabosa, we say they're in the same city. Literally the same city? Listen carefully. Let's look in the Gemara that's being quoted. Chav Gimel Amad Aleph. That's where this Gemara is found. The first half of Perek Zebora. Chav Gimel Amad Aleph. So this is famous submission of Zablo. Fine. Says Gemara, I feel a love Mati Miakev. Is it true that the love can make the statement as well? But Omar Abalaza Lo Shonabal of Malve, Avalova Kofan also Vidon Biro. Rashi. Lo Shonabal Echanam Nidon Kam Echanam Lenach the Besavad, Kofan also Vaholak the Besavad. That's if the Malva said so. Evelova lish Malva. But the Lova you can force. So apparently you can force. Pshuto the Gemara means you can force him to go to a particular bezin, and he has no right to Zabla. Well, there's no Akosha Basuria. They didn't have Bekiyan. So therefore the Lova can say, they're not Bekiyan. I don't want to go to that. I'm not going to go to Lova. I'm going to go to a Bucky, so I'll do a Zabla. Rav Papa Amar. I feel the Tema Mumchin to go in Beiradina, the Rav Huna, the Rav Chista. What does that mean? Rashi. Be'av Huna, the Rav Huna of Chista, the Tavaya Bechad Makom. They're both in the same place. According to Rashi, they're both in the same place. We'll come to that in a minute, what that means exactly, the same place. They're both in the same place. Okay? They're both in the same place. So he says, Rabosai, we're not talking about going to Beis Avad. It's in the same place. Tosfos. Medina Rav Ona Rav Chista Damalei Kamar Kamatrach Nalav Pesha Kuntris Shemamalkom Echad V'lo Nehira. Says in Erevin Rav Chista Lo Haya Mora Lefnei Rav Huna Afilu Bias of Bekutcha. Can't have an egg with cheese. V'Kolshkein. Did Din Lo Haya Osu V'Leiv. He wouldn't say it is the simplest thing in the world. They allowed to have an egg with milk. Kavachomer is not going to pass them in the Torah. V'Nirali Shusmuchen Zelazeh Chutz L'Gimel Parsos. Same place, but beyond three parsos from one another. Still, it's considered to be the same place. It's not just a big schlep. Mikam a trachlach. Trachlach is we have to schlep all the way to Beis Avad. It could be 100 miles away. This is just, it's nothing. It's just to go three parsos. It's not so much. And that person is not considered to have a tircha if you have to go that far. So far, so good? Good. So, on this Tosfos, I saw something fascinating in the Magol Yesayah. He quotes the Toras Chaim, one of the famous classical Sforim on Sanhedrin, who discusses your question. I thought we'd come to it. Since he thinks the Kol Shekein of the Tosfos is not correct. Tosfos, if you wouldn't paskin on eggs and milk, you're certainly not going to paskin a monetary matter. So he writes as follows. Ain't the Kol Shekein, the other rabbi, Dafka Milsa the Isa Veheter Osalos with Nerabo. It looks like Ap Caruso. What right do I have to paskin on a matter of religious law when my rabbis are out? Avalodim Dine Mamma Shapadami. Dafilu if they Moshe Rabbeinu Olam Hashalom Donu. Kedi Ashkan Shemina Story Allah from the Story Meos.
Wow.
Your Kasha. Wow. With this Teretz. Can you imagine? It took me till now to find it. It was as follows. Ubim. I don't know what this means. Bebez Bez Nunshin. Maybe Binyan Shlomo. I'm not sure what the Sefer means. Ein Rami Moshe. Shem Dehoya Benetiras Rishus. Sheminos on the Kach. That's so passionate. We saw in Tosis that Rishus won't even help within Gimel Parasos. Because the same as Sanhedrin Akhtana says like the Torah's Chayim. Only Yisra Vehet to the Fnei Avaz Shemarish according to Skyler, the Torah, and the Sorok, the Rabbah. Abuladin? You need three Adyodas can pass in the Torah. And then Makabal and the Baladin? There's no one Isa to sit in the Din. I'm not saying as great as you are. Even a Hedrick can pass it. And basically, as you said before, you're taking the load off his shoulders. To pass it once and for all, whether milk and cheese is, whether eggs and cheese is mutter or osa, it's a one time sack that should be given to the Gedolim. Every argument, every chaim and every yankel have to go to the Moshe Rabbeinu, double tibo. But it's all part of the same thing. So this idea of the maybe Binyan Shlomo, whatever it is, that the Rishus is not necessarily a winning argument because, what I said to you before, Rishus may not help, as we saw in the Hamid base. Fine, just give me over here. Before I go any further, there is a sefer called the Seder Hadin. Not this beautiful Sefer Seder Adin, which I quoted you earlier today. This one. This is Seder Adin Bebezna Rabboni. There's another Seder Adin I had earlier this year. I'll bring it again, Mr. Shem, next week. Rabbi will say, Sunday there's no Shia. I have to be out of town and I don't want to start Skyping because last time I tried to Skype on Sunday, there wasn't Kedai. So, no Shia Sunday. Next should be Monday, Mr. Shem. So in that Seder Adin, he says, wait a minute. How do you measure these three parasols? As you measure it by time. What is three parsos? How many mil is three parsos? I don't know. You have to swing it back in the hey. Yud Beis Mil. Machne Yisrael. Right? Yud Beis Mil. How long does it take to walk a mil? Okay, but the smallest year. You know, from the matzis. What's the smallest? 18 minutes. So you're asking the Seder Adin that you have to take 18 minutes, that's one meal, multiply by 12. What's all the quick arithmetic? What I'm saying? 18 by 12, I think it's 216, if I'm not mistaken. That's more than 3.5 hours. According to his cheshbon, anywhere within 3.5 hours, my place is called in one place. By car. I'm riding in Washington Heights. You know what that includes? These days we drive pretty fast. Baltimore, Boston. You get to Baltimore and Boston 3.5 hours. Am I right? Am I? We're not speeding crazy. I think so. Go on. I don't know, ways, I'll tell you. I think so. It's quite a remarkable statement. We're all in one place. Just keep that in mind. Anyway, Rabbos, I have to show you that this question of whether this Gemara proves the point that the Mordechai said it proves, namely, the person has a right to go to a lesser, less scholarly Bezdin, because they were assuming that your shot over here is you're going to Rav Chista over Rav Huna, even though Rav Huna was greater. There are two ways to argue with that premise. One is found in the Chiddushi Haran. He says, I'll just get a few quickly for you. Chiddushi Haran. I have my fancy edition of Chiddushi Haran from most of the Rav Kook, which I want to comment on the footnotes that they have over here, but not now. Oh, watch this. Nirali, the law of Hun of Rav Chista have yachad shri and yachad yirachas. Ela tamid Rav Huna v'Rav Chista, v'hainu de karminin beidina de Rav Huna v'Rav Chista. Kolomar talmideim v'atalmidim efshe sheben shavin b'chochma. Meiridik. Not Rav Huna was greater than Rav Chista. Yes, but the talmidim were the same. Proof. Hocherminim says I feel bears of b'chutcha bar minei Rav Chista v'la'ori b'shnei Rav Huna. So Basi Bitami Talmideihem, how do you like that? How do you like that? Wow. Wow. Rabbeinu David says like as we saw in the Mordechai. Rabbeinu David says, Rav Huna was greater than Rav Chista, but they're both mumchin, they both know Torah. So Lova can insist, no, I want to go to Rav Chista. Why? To Matzi Lova the Meimah the Malva. Maika Matrachaloch. Kevin Shishneim Birachas Viodim Din Torah. I'm not taking you, Mr. Malva, far away. They're both in the same city, or according to the Mordechai, with the Seder within a 3.5 hour ride. That's not much of a tircha. If you ask me, it's a pretty big tircha. I mean, I don't know. yeah. But that's what it says. That's one way. Now, Boaz said, turn to the Nebuka Yosef. We'll have to end with this because we have to see. I asked you to see in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simeon Dalet. Siv Gimel, where he quotes the Mordechai from the Smag, and the Tur disagrees. Please look up the Tur, and you'll see the Mefarshim on. Look at the Nesivis, Son of Maramakomas, Siv Kod and Gimel. It's all there. It's very critical when the rubber hits the road. Who decides where the case is going to be heard? This is the most important decision of all. Which bezin? Does the plaintiff have greater rights? The defendant? Where does Zablah fit into all this? That'll be discussed on Monday, Mr. Shem. But for the moment, let's turn to the Nebuchadnezzar, just for a minute. In the new editions, it's page Chaf Zayin. What's it, Chaf Vav? Hold on. Hold on, please. Maybe it's, hold on one second. Somewhere. Oh. Yes, I made a mistake. It's page Ches in our print and page Gimel Amud Beis in the old print, in the Book of Yosef. That's what we talked about our sugya. The beginning of the third, that's the end of the third, it's the beginning of the third pair. In my edition, it's page Ches, the top of the left hand column. In the old edition, it's page Gimel Amud Beis, towards the end. Old Kosum and Achronim Zal, Nikitin the Cholhecha Dika Mumchin V'Yeshpir Gedol Nimehem, Shomim Bein Lamalva Bein Lelova, Lodon Bifnei Bez Nagodol. Where did it say? Who said so? Ki Ukim to the Rav Papa. Ki Ukim to the Rav Papa? The Mordechai assumed, what did Rav Papa say? You can choose either one. Kigo Beidina, the Rav Hun, the Rav Chista. The whole assumption that we made until now was that it's your choice. And Rav Huna is greater than Rav Chista, and you can still choose Rav Chista anyway. The Ran we saw said, no, it's Talmidim, Rav Huna, Rav Chista, they're the same level. He's saying, no, a new pshat in the Gemara. Rav Huna, Rav Chista, and you can force him to go to Rav Huna. Never thought of that pshat. Exactly the opposite of the way we learned until now. We're learning until now that it's Rav Huna, Rav Chista. You can choose Rav Chista, even though it's lesser. No, Kidukim the Rav Papa. He clearly learned Rav Papa to say that anyone can force the other one to the greater of the two, but they did not the lesser, the greater. Wow, it's a whole new pshat in the sugga. If you didn't, it's hard to. I know I didn't catch it so fast. Just a half a line in the book of Yosef. It's clear from him he's learning the word fakert, opposite. Exactly the opposite. We'll see later that the Rashba said that way as well. So Mitzvah on Monday we'll discuss the smag and the tour and the nesivis and the other mafarshim and Simon Yudalit and try to come to some kind of conclusion as to how to deal with this very significant matter of Allah. Okay.